Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup, and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to the Halloween episode of the 1973 podcast. We are here. One of these things is not like the other, as you can tell right below me. So hopefully this week, Brad's not
thumbs
recording.
Up.
Thumbs in, Ed. So hopefully Brad's not recording from a submarine like last week. That was absolutely
oh my God.
Epic. It was epic. It was definitely an epic episode. A lot of laughs last week just because. So here we are, got a lot to talk about as usual. We're going to the fast half an hour. So you got to bob and weave with us. Jerseys are out, 1973 podcast, hockey jerseys. Everybody's got their swag. Ed, got your swag?
How are you doing, man?
There we go.
Oh, that's what he's wearing.
Yeah. Very good. Very nice. So, Ed, the floor is yours. Let's read this epic email that we got this week.
All right. This epic email is Ed's email, sponsored by the Brock Street Brewing Company from Whitby, Ontario, Canada. Check out their flagship beer, the Blonde, and the two gold medal winning beers, the Irish Red and the Pilsner. Also, don't forget to check out their chocolate milk stout. Actually, they just released that, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And that was named one of the best beers in Canada in 2019. Don't forget about their vodkas, their sodas, hard seltzer, and also their hard iced teas, brockstreetbrewing.com. All right, this one comes from Phil from Australia. I mean, we are hitting like these, you know, I mean, this is that we've hit other continents now.
Yeah, we were saying that. There's analytics that show that it's a worldwide thing. Tom, you know it, right?
Absolutely. Chile, Ireland, Australia, New Zealand, we're all over the place.
Make sure we're
I love the beer, Tom. The beard is sexy as hell.
Just no, it's Coach Beard.
It is Coach Beard. If you watch Ted Lasso, he's the assistant coach on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, this is coming from Phil from Brisbane, Australia. I won't go with the lame joke of let's throw another shrimp on the barbie, you know. So Phil, thanks for reaching up for us. You guys rock. I listen on Spotify every week to your podcast.
See?
Your podcast had a theme song or entrance music. What would that be? Well, I don't know. I mean, because this, first and foremost, we have to talk about copyright laws, you know?
Yeah.
Our legal department, you know, the Quahog, and Quahog and Blika, I mean, you know, they're expensive. They're expensive. And then the other thing, too, is just that, I mean, I'm not quite sure what our theme song should be. So I'm going to kick it to you guys.
I mean, you could hit anything from a wrestling theme, like the Four Horsemen theme. You could hit, I always like the Hellion from Judas Priest would be a great opening.
Maybe.
A lot of good stuff. But we can't really use it because I don't want to not be able to post the podcast because we got a stupid copyright flag that they won't let us use. So we just go with what YouTube allows us to use, but it'd be great if people in the comments under this episode, if you want to chime in what you think a great entrance song would be, I don't know, 2001, A Space Odyssey, whatever. What do you think, Tom?
Well, first of all, none of us are talented enough to come up with something original. So I know we have a few musicians that listen to us, so maybe they can come up with something as well, but it's...
We should try.
Yeah. Brad, what do you think? You got anything?
Oh, you know it. There's a reason why I dressed up as the one and only Scott Stapp, circa 2001, Thanksgiving Day Cowboys halftime show. I don't understand why Creed wasn't a roundtable discussion for our entrance theme. Look, the Rangers have used them 1-1 in the World Series. The Vikings used them. Like, this is a trend. Creed is back, guys. I don't understand why you guys aren't jumping on the bandwagon.
When you're with us, we're free, Brad. Ed, what do you got? You got anything?
You know, I'm going to be a smart ass on this one. How about Raining Blood by Slayer?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Just the entrance, it would be great with the crackle of thunder and the whole thing. I mean, yeah, if you're not a metal person, I mean, you're on the wrong show too. So. Yeah. But that's
not great, well. I mean, not everybody can be okay. A Taylor Swift fan like Brad is. So you know,
but Brad's been to see Max Sabbath, so he's got to have some metal in him.
Well, I know. I mean, I'm just giving Brad like that's what I do.
So what do you think? We're going to close the book on this, and I'll just leave it to who's ever watching podcast under the comments. Put some ideas. You never know what could happen. Maybe we can tweak something somewhere, sometime or whatever. But we're looking, you know, somebody in Australia wants a theme song, so they must not be happy with the opening. So let's move on with that, Ed. And, you know, the couple of bullet points, Matthew Perry from Friends, passed away unexpectedly at, I think, age 54, Thomas. Do you have any insights on that you want to add?
Couldn't be any sadder. That's all I got to say, man. It's seemed like he just conquered his demons a little bit, and then this happened. So, I mean, it's a shame. But it just shows you that life is not guaranteed for anyone.
Brad, the conspiracy theorists are abuzz. A lot of stuff. He had posted some cryptic tweets that people are trying to read into or whatever. I mean, maybe it was too hot in the hot tub and he had a sudden heart attack. Who knows? Thoughts?
Who knows? Well, I'm going to get in on some of those podcasts. I know a couple of the guys are already kind of like putting stuff together, so I'm going to listen to those, and I'll text you guys and let you know. I haven't had a chance to listen to them yet. They're like 2-hour-long podcasts. So whenever I go to the gym tomorrow and go to work tomorrow and I'm not busy, I'm going to throw in the headphones. I'll give it a listen.
Ed, any quick thoughts on Matthew Perry?
I mean, it's sad that he passed away. I didn't hear about the tweets until you just, you know, just mentioned it. Well, I mean, let's just say funny things do happen, you know, when people are left alone. You know, they sometimes, you know, get found with ropes around their neck, and you know, things happen to them in cells that they didn't know that you know, that they were under 24/7 surveillance watch. So you know, things happen.
Whitey bulger.
You know.
So another epic story, kind of sad. Hockey from the hockey world. Tom, want to shed some light on that one also?
Yeah, guy used to play for the Pittsburgh Penguins in the NHL. His first name escapes me, but it's Johnson. His last name is Johnson. He was playing in a league in England, and tragedy happened. He got hit with he was on the ground on the ice, and somebody their leg kind of got caught up and swung up, and it sliced his neck, and he bled out and died on the ice.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, Ed. It was kind of all over the sports media. You know, hockey always gets the negative press. So, thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, I think that you know, I mean, let's be honest here. I mean, skates are really sharp. I mean, you know, 3 out of the 4 of us spend time in a locker room, and you know, we with our skates. I mean, you could shave with them. That's how sharp they are. You know. You know, you put another grown man that's, you know, 6'3", 6'4", 6'5", 235, 245 pounds. That's going to cause some serious tissue damage. It really is just a terrible tragedy. You know, nobody ever wants to see anybody die, during a game, or anything like that. It's just, it's quite terrible.
So the incident everybody always goes back to is the 89 Clint Malachuk, you know, from Buffalo, incident where he got caught, and you know, I mean, the ice was like filled with blood, and you know, he was very lucky that they were hands-on and ready to, you know, help him, and all that, and he ended up playing multiple seasons after that. It wasn't like he was, you know, done after that. So you know, we just had an incident with Tom's Bruins where I forget who it was,
Logo,
came up and it hit him in the orbital area. And if you go online, you can see the pictures that he has on social media. He's got a total black eye with the cut right across it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's pretty nasty, but he's kind of shedding some light on it and kind of rolling with it on social media and kind of, you know, trying to make the best out of a, you know, lousy situation. So, you know, I'm really surprised it hasn't happened more often, but it's unfortunate when that does, because it's nothing but a negative that, you know, it's my favorite sport, that they never get really good press for anything positive. It's a lot of the negative. So one of the conspiracy theories to keep the lovely sport of hockey under wraps. So, Tom, is it time?
Time for Tom Shea Picks, baby.
Is it time?
Buy the shirt. Go. Stop being so cheap.
Buy a jersey. Buy a shirt. Baby. There we go. Look right at here. That. And the whistle. Don't forget to blow the whistle like Bill Alfonso.
What's up? All righty. This week's Tom Shea Picks. This past week I had a pretty good pick. I picked Tyreek Hill against the Pats. He had 112 yards receiving. He had a touchdown. He ended up with, depending on what ESPN points thing you use, he got anywhere between 24 and 30 points. So I was spot on that one. This week here, we're only got 14 games to pick from. So I kind of went not off the board, but somebody who's been out for a good portion of the year. I'm taking Cooper Kupp against Green Bay.
So thoughts before we move on, while we're still in the Tom Shitty Picks, the World Series talk, you want to just get a quick World Series conversation going for a few minutes? Thoughts?
1-1, but not done.
There's one person on this podcast that's very invested in the World Series right now.
Extremely invested.
Scott Stapp himself.
Yeah, the power of creed compels you.
Yeah. So what do you think, Tom? Hey, you know what? That's actually good entrance music for the show, The Exorcist, the theme. That's good. Well, the Halloween theme is actually good, too. Tom, thoughts on the World Series real quick?
Well, I mean, I've got to give the edge to Texas. They've got a really good lineup, and they've got Eovaldi, who's a money pitcher. I mean, Red Sox fans here know very well how good of a pitcher he is under pressure. And if they can get Scherzer to have one good game, they could win it, I think, in six. So I'm going with Texas.
Okay, cool. We'll stay tuned. Ed, you watch any of it?
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas is gonna do it in seven games. That's what I think.
I hope they do it. They, you know, you like to root for teams that your buddies are into. So I hope I have nothing invested in it. So I hope Brad gets a win out of that. That'd be cool. Yeah. I mean,
it'd be nice to see a small market team or a small market budget team actually do something. Unlike, you know, Chicago, Boston, you know, New York, you know, LA, that type of thing. It'd be nice to see somebody with a smaller budget, you know. I really know the budget, Brad. What's the budget that they have?
Hey, I saw a graphic the other day. This is probably going to be the least viewed World Series like ever.
Oh,
but you have two small market teams, man. Like, even the state of Texas can't carry the Rangers into that, you know. Yeah. But
Major League Baseball did that themselves, though, because here's the thing: they put all the playoff games deep down in Fox Sports 1 and on cable stations. Well, no wonder why your ratings are declining, because most of the people they're hard to find.
Yeah, you got to make this stuff accessible. Not everybody, an older person that loves to watch baseball, they're not streaming. Mm-mm. They're still watching basic cable. So if it's not on basic cable, all these sports should be on basic cable. But somebody flipping through the channels, all of a sudden, oh, I forgot the World Series was on. Let me watch it. Who knows? So thoughts on that? I mean, I could go on a tangent about how inaccessible sports are for, you know, people that want to watch it. Real quick, before we go into the NFL talk, Ed, you're going to love this. I don't know if you saw it. Ric Flair came back AEW. Thoughts?
I did see that.
You got anything to add?
Well, I mean, I think that, I mean, he's definitely going to give him a ratings pop. I'll tell you that. I mean, Vince used to do that with him back in the day. You know, when Vince needed some ratings, I mean, they'd bring Ric Flair back. So, I mean, the AEW did that. They phoned it up, paid for it. I mean, bottom line is that he does put eyes on the set. And after, you know, seeing Sting's, you know, retirement speech with hardly anybody in the crowd, you know, I think that's a good thing. I mean, I am going to circle back and say one other thing. But, you know, this comes back to, you know, the finishing moves that these guys have in AEW. If you go, like, just use the super kick with Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels, that was it. You got kicked in the face once. That was
get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
It, you know, flip, roll them over, 1, 2, 3, it's done. You know, you pile drive somebody through a table like 6 times and, you know, and the dude keeps rolling. Nah, that doesn't work. Sorry, it doesn't work. So, you know, fix your product. Be better, have better writing. Stop allowing your talent to control the writing and that type of thing. You do the writing and script it out for 2 years and get a nice slow build going. Stop this shenanigans where you're wrestling for just to wrestle and having big pay-per-view stuff on regular TV, or if you are going to put it on TV, like, build it.
I agree, Ed. You know, we're going to have to, once football season's done, we're going to have to do another deep dive with the wrestling and get that going, because there's a lot there to talk about. I'm sure Brad can bring a lot of stuff into it too, and maybe we'll get Chris back on. He watches it all the time and blend in our hockey stuff when we get going after football season. So if you guys are on board with that, we'll put a pin in that, and we'll do our picks for the week. Tom,
let's go.
What week is it?
We're going on to week 9.
And I gotta tell you, I'm in first place, right?
No, but this week we're all having good weeks. We're all could all potentially be in double digits this week, depending on these last 2 games.
Yes. Let me give me the Barry Horowitz on that one.
There we go.
Let's go.
All righty. So
let's go. Here's my Barry O.
All righty, week 9 picks. First game of the week, Thursday night. The Pittsburgh Steelers are playing home against the Tennessee Titans. Andy.
I don't know. Titans.
All righty. How about you, Ed?
I'm going to go with Mean Joe Green in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Alrighty. Reason behind that is that, I mean, Titans are talking about having all these trade talks, you know?
How about you, Brad?
Titans said they will not trade Derrick Henry. It is the Will Levis era. It is a good day to be a Titans fan, I think. DeAndre Hopkins had 3 tutties. They're looking like a team, whereas the Steelers are in shambles. I think they played Mitch Trubisky for some reason today. I didn't see why. I just know the Steelers' stat line today was not impressive. I'm going to go with Titans. Tennessee, let's go.
Yep, I'm going to go with Tennessee as well. Pickett got hurt for them today, something with his ribs. That's why he had to come out. But Tennessee, I think with Levis, I think that's a good spark. I think they could string a couple wins together. Next, the game, possibly game of the week, because there's a couple of really good ones. But Kansas City Chiefs, I believe it's in Germany, so technically they're the home team, are playing the Miami Dolphins. Andy?
I'll go Chiefs.
All righty. How about you, Ed?
Lynn Dawson is going to be walking out that door, so I'm going with the Chiefs.
All righty. Brad?
I think Tyreek Hill still posts against that line, but Chiefs are going to win that one.
I'm going with Miami. Just don't ask me why. Just a feeling. Okay, next game. The Atlanta Falcons at home against the Minnesota Vikings. Andy?
Falcons.
All righty. Brad? Ed?
Falcons.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
Yeah, Cousins is out for the season. Torn Achilles. I don't even know who their backup is. Falcons.
They may be getting Tannehill.
Yeah. Well.
No. That's what they talked. They were just talking about that.
Really?
Sunday Night Football. Yeah.
Well, Ed, the sports talk people here are crying for the Pats to trade Mac Jones there. So we'll see.
Be a great thing for them to do, by the way, because he sucks.
Trade deadline's Tuesday, so
that's fine. We'll see ya.
All right. I'm going with Atlanta, so that's a clean sweep for us on that one. The next game, Cleveland Browns at home against the Arizona Cardinals. Andy?
I'll take the Browns because I seen it in the toilet today. Let's go.
All righty. Ed.
Even though Jim Brown is not walking through that door, I'm going with Cleveland, man.
So all good, right. They named the team after him, Ed.
I know, right? Well, hey, man. You know, I mean, anybody that plays lacrosse for Syracuse, I mean, come on now.
Yeah. Brad?
I don't know. Arizona.
Yeah, this was a coin toss for me. I'm taking Cleveland, but Arizona actually, they're not terrible. This is a game right here is a coin flip.
Aren't they 1-6?
Yeah, but they're winning the last three or four games.
Don't even.
They keep it
close. Don't even say who their one win. We don't have to revisit who their one win.
All right.
Yo, did they beat the Dallas Cowboys?
I said we didn't have to say that.
That's next why game. I said it.
Green Bay Packers at home against the Los Angeles Rams. Andy.
I'll take Green Bay.
All right. Ed.
I'm gonna go with the Rams.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
Jordan Love's got a little bit of that second half magic. You know, he sucks for the first half of games. Second half, he comes out. The Rams, I think Stafford injured himself and went out at halftime today. So I'm going Green Bay.
Well, that game wasn't even close today anyway.
No,
that game was over. That game was over the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
I am off the Jordan Love bandwagon. I'm going with the Rams in that one. Next game, I believe – the New England Patriots are at home against the Washington Commanders. Andy.
Jeez, I'll go Patriots.
All right. Ed?
Against my better judgment, I'm going with the Patriots because Mac Jones sucks.
Brad?
Damn, I mean, both teams suck, but Patriots.
Yeah, I'm going with them as well.
I'm just going to say this. I mean, he's a better quarterback than I am because I'm sitting on a couch in an apartment, so I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
You don't say.
Yep, I do say.
All right, next game, the New Orleans Saints are at home against the Chicago Bears. Andy.
I'll go Saints.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going to go with the gigantic Florida Lee. So, who that nation?
All righty. Brad?
I like the Chicago has shuffled some dudes around at running back and had some success, but – I think the New Orleans Saints will still pull that one out.
Yeah, I think they've got a little bit too much offense for the Bears. Next game, I'm going with, and it's the Baltimore Ravens at home against the Seattle Seahawks. Andy.
Seahawks.
All righty. Ed?
That's kind of a push, but I'm going to go with Baltimore.
Yep. Brad?
I like Seahawks defense in this one, so I'll go with Seattle.
All righty. Oh, I'm going with Baltimore. They've kind of been going a little bit under the radar in the AFC. Next game, the Houston Texans at home against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Andy.
Give me Tampon Bay, please.
All righty.
Did you say Tampon Bay?
Ed.
Well, I'm just gonna say Leroy Selman is not walking through that door, but I'm going with the Bucs, man.
Brad?
Mayfield magic for me, so Bucks.
Yes, sir, I agree. Tampa Bay for the sweep for the podcast on that one.
Did Oklahoma lose on yesterday?
Hey, easy there. Easy. We're not talking college.
you wanted to talk about Baker Mayfield, so I'm just talking some smack right back.
All righty. Carolina Panthers at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Andy.
Give me the horseshoe.
All righty. Ed?
Well, I have to say Peyton Manning and Marshall Faulk are not coming to the door, but I'm going to go with the Colts.
All righty. How about you, Brad?
I think Minshew Magic has one more game in them, so I'll go Colts.
Yep, I agree. I'm going with them as well. I don't know. Carolina they won today, but they look horrible.
Oh, yeah, they're absolutely trash. There's no doubt about it.
Next game, Las Vegas Raiders at home against the New York Giants. Andy.
Give me the Raiders.
All righty. Ed?
I'm going with the Raiders, but I want to just put this out here. I'm going to call somebody out. Dan the Man, how the hell do you have minus 19 in passing yards in a game? How? Just going to toss that out there.
Because it's fixed.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going with the Raiders.
Brad?
Well, that Giants-Jets game, I think total, they had like 8 injuries in that game.
Yeah.
There's a revolving door at the ambulance and the stretchers. I think Saquon is out. I'm Raiders for that one.
Yeah, I'm going with the Raiders. Garoppolo is supposed to be back, I think, tonight. So I'm going with them. A little bit too much firepower on offense for the Raiders, I think. Mm-hmm. Next game.
Daniels doesn't get fired.
Yeah. Next game. I know Brad's hyped for this one. Philadelphia Eagles at home against the Dallas Cowboys. Andy.
I'm going Eagles.
All righty. Ed.
Don't you dare.
But controversy. We're going Eagles.
I'm going to talk some serious smack. I mean, I'm just going to say, I mean, how does Dallas prepare for that, the big offensive line and the big defensive line of Philly? So I'm going with Philly.
All right, Brad, I'll ask. I know where you're going, but.
Hey, they're going to pump some Creed into that practice this coming week. They're going to get lifted higher. It's going to be their sacrifice and our joy. They will gladly lay down themselves. 6 feet from the ground, but not quite dead. They will defeat the Eagles. Hope you caught all the Creed song references I just threw out. They will be the one. There's one more for you to beat the Eagles. I think the Eagles are overrated. I think the Cowboys are slightly overrated. I think we'll edge them out just enough to get that win. Also, it is the first time I think that Hurts and Dak will actually play each other.
Tom,
last year, one of the
5 minutes left.
Yep, we've only got two games left. I'm going with Philly in that one, but that's a toss-up. All right, Sunday night, Cincinnati Bengals at home against the Buffalo Bills. Andy?
Bills.
All right, Ed?
After what I saw today, I'm going with Cincy, man. They beat the 49ers pretty handily today.
Yep. Brad?
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Yeah, I'm going. They look really, really good today. I'm going with the Bengals. The Monday night game, the New York Jets at home against the Los Angeles Chargers. Andy?
Give me Dan Fouts.
All righty. Ed?
I can't believe I'm saying this. I just can't. But I'm going to go with Fireman Ed.
Yep.
J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets.
Brad?
I've been saying the Jets are better than the record suggests all year. I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, their defense is really good. I'm going with the Jets. All right, AC, that's it.
Okay, so while we're right here, we only got like 4 minutes left. Tom, I need you to give us the lead-in for one of our sponsors, Purchase Street Records.
All righty, here we go, baby. Record of the week. This week's Record of the Week is brought to you by Purchase Street Records, which is located at 53 Pope's Island, Unit 2, New Bedford, Mass. Or you can visit them online at purchasestrecords.com or on their Facebook page. Purchase Street Records is Southern New England's largest independent record store. Purchase Street Records, baby!
So, blow the whistle.
Yeah, blow the whistle. There we go. real quick, before we got like 4 minutes left, so I'll just take this and I'll do the lead out. I don't want to hate to cut you guys off, but real big shout out to Chris from the podcast. He saw my son at a Providence Bruins game. He was rocking the 1973 podcast jersey. Big shout out to Chris for walking around with it and kind of promoting the brand. So Chris, we know you're watching every week, and we'll get you back on when you can. And we wanted you on for the Halloween episode, but circumstances are life. And speaking of life, the Clark family went through a little struggle with our family pet. Thinking of him. Tom, take it.
All right, guys. Got a shout out this week to my buddy Darren. He's been on. He was a guest on the show. He just went and spoke last weekend to he's a kidney transplant patient from years ago, and he's really done well for himself. He runs marathons now. He's doing really good. And now they've got him, and they've asked him to speak to patients up in Boston who are going through the same thing he did. So I give him a shout out. He's paying it forward.
Just wrap it up.
All right, guys. Ed, do you have anything?
Yeah, I just want to say, knees versus trees guy, glad that you have almost 50% movement back in your leg. Very happy about that because knees don't win against trees. And don't want to forget, I believe we missed it last week. Don't forget about the Portuguese Phantom. Buy the shirt. Andy, great job on the jerseys, man. Thank you very much. I know it's been a tough week for you, man. Thoughts and prayers go out for you. And everybody else have a great night. Peace out.
Brad, you got anything?
Man, I was going to say something ridiculous, but it just doesn't seem right. Andy, praying for you and the fam. I know that's going to be tough for y'all, man. But so here for you, bud.
All right. Andy, you want me to close it out?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Thanks everyone for viewing. Check us out on all the platforms. You know where we are. Go on to our website, buy some shirts, buy some stickers, and we'll see you next week.